This is Phoenix FM.
Now, I just have to say before I sort of... can you stop that? Can you just stop that in the background? I haven't even got your music ready yet. You just ruined it already. Now, joining me in the studio, and look, it's all gone wrong. I didn't even have it. I was so annoyed then. I just have to say, I'm so annoyed by reading the government want us to heat up the front room, heat up the living room.
What?
The government? Were you not listening to the news?
No, I haven't listened to the news.
It's
depressing.
It's shocking and depressing. Right, if you just wait there 1 second, stop staring at me. Put me right off. I've got to get your music. Any music's not here.
Okay.
Just cough.
Kylie?
Just cough. No, it's not Kylie. Or is it? Now, joining me in the studio.
It's like I'm going to take my bra off.
What sort of stripping music do you use? Joining me in the studio is the lovely... Molly Miller with her feature on beauty. Ask Molly.
I just want to say hello to my kids as well. So
off you go.
Hello, Phoebe. Hello, Freddie. Hello, Sally. Hello, Mum and Dad, because they're all listening.
You said they were in the car. I was a bit worried. I thought she'd left her children in the car park at the Brentwood Centre.
No. Sally, who helps me, bless her, she's got them in the car.
Are you sure they're not in the car outside? I'm looking at scratching at the wind. Mummy, where are you?
No.
Gone for an hour.
No.
Now, you are here on a Friday. It's all a little bit confusing. Yes. I know you're normally here on a Wednesday, but you're here today on a Friday at 10:30, and you've got loads of fantastic products to
Brilliant.
Get through.
Yes.
How you been? Anyway, we're just having a laugh about you having meningitis only about 10 seconds ago. I didn't mean to start laughing because, see, we've got headphones in the studio. We're local community radio. One of the headsets only works in one ear. Okay, we've got loads of other headsets. And you said it doesn't matter because I'm deaf in one ear. And I started laughing. And then
true.
You said you have meningitis. And I laughed even more because I got nervous. And then you said at dinner parties you have to sit at a table.
At the end.
Yeah,
so that my good ears
And I laughed again.
But as I said, the great thing is it, if I want to go to sleep at night, if the kids are screaming or whatever, then I don't have to worry about hearing them because I just sleep
like,
on my deaf side.
Mummy, I'm hungry. Yes. Turn over.
Mummy, you've left me in the car.
And the window's not open. Mummy!
Hello,
kids. How are you, kids? What are their names again?
Phoebe and Freddie.
How are you, Phoebe and Freddie? Mummy's doing a fantastic job on the radio.
Love you.
Now, products.
Right.
Products.
Okay, so I write, as you know, for the Essex Chronicle Media Group. And one of the features that I've got coming up is big hair. And I went along to Raymond Bertone and asked them to give me some tips on big hair. And
where are they based, by the way?
Oh, they're down by Brentwood Station.
Right, yep.
And they do this really good offer. It's like a blow-dry offer. But anyway, I'll give you the details later. But it's, so I asked if they would help me out with a photo shoot for big hair because I got sent some really, really good hair products. And Shelby gave me this really massive do. And one of the tips that she gave me, which I think is brilliant, is micro crimpers. Mm. They're like normal crimping plates, but very small.
Yeah.
If you lift the top layer of your hair up and then get the underneath layer and crimp it. I know I'm doing it to you like that.
I'm watching you.
You're watching me. No one else. And then you crimp underneath at the root, and then you just let your hair fall back, and it gives it loads of height, which is brilliant for me because my hair is flat as a pancake. You're lucky. You've got so much hair.
You see it under my arms.
Yeah.
I can use the mini crimpers there.
Don't go there. We've tried the hair extensions before.
I won't tell you what I did with that fringe. Go on, carry on.
Anyway, hi kids, again. They won't get this. Right, anyway, so some other tips that she gave me is mousse is often overlooked nowadays. Stop it, you're being rude again. But mousse is really good for volume. And hairspray is also very good, but don't use too much because even if it says that it's lightweight, it can still weigh your hair down.
And also don't use it with straighteners. You saw that poor girl on the YouTube video. She sprayed her hair with hairspray, and then she was trying to do like a really kind of, this is how you straighten your hair. Put the straighteners on it with hairspray.
Oh, no.
Move the straighteners away, and the whole lot of hair she was straightening came off in the strain. Again, I laughed. Sorry, carry on.
It's quite funny. But saying that's funny, that is the sort of thing that I would probably do. I mean, just because I talk about beauty and you have all these tips and things.
Don't say that. People are listening out. They're taking everything you say.
I know they are, but I'm just saying, I still learn through my mistakes like everyone else. Eyelash curlers. I can, about a year ago, I got my eyelash curlers and the little white spongy bit in the middle had fallen out. And whereas I was just kind of like, I was going out in the evening, I clamped my eyelash and all my eyelashes chopped off. I know.
Oh, dear.
On one eye. what I'm winning.
There's another beauty tip there, completely free from Molly.
Exactly. Anyway, so she did give me lots of tips. Look out in the paper for those. But the other thing that I got sent, which I think are fantastic now, I love these. Paul Mitchell. They've got the Express Iron Smooth and they've got the Express Iron Curl Extra Large. I've tested both of these and they're fantastic. Now, first of all, this iron technology, now it is a load of jargon and so on, and I do get a bit confused about what it all means, but basically the iron technology, it's basically embedded into the plates, and it's a cocktail of vitamins and so on. It's got in it far infrared heat, which penetrates deep into the hair shaft and it styles the hair quickly. This is the jargon that I'm reading off the back of the box, by the way, just to let you know. And negative ions, they break down the hydrogen bonds, creating microscopic water molecules that are able to diffuse into the hair shaft. Hair is left shiny, smooth and moisturised in less time. Now, that's all great. Most of us, that'll mean absolutely gobbledygook.
Yeah.
What I loved about them, so forgetting the jargon, is these heated up in seconds, absolute seconds. And you can put them on various heats. So if you've got fine hair, you know, you put it on a lighter heat and so on. And if you've got thick hair, to the very, very coarsest of hair, like afro hair and so on, these heat up to, I think, 205 on here. Mm. And the curling tons, I think, are about 240 or something. I've got to check that. But they, it heats up to 400 Fahrenheit. They're both 205. But they're absolutely, here, have a look at those. Mm. They're absolutely brilliant because when I've got really over-processed hairs, you know, my hair's dyed constantly, and when I use these, it just left them shiny. You know, sometimes when you can use straighteners, you need to run it through a few times and things like that. With these straighteners, literally just ran it through once, dead straight, looked really shiny, really, really glossy. The curling tons, I'm really useless at curling tons. I can never get them. Have to say, I had to practice with these the first time round. Because they're an extra large curl, you're not going to get the tight ringlet. You're going to get more of a sort of like a wavy, sort of looser curl. Really nice if you just curl the ends as well, just to give it a bit of that sort of swivel. But absolutely brilliant because they just heat up so quickly. Now, they retail, as you can see, my printer doesn't work, so I haven't got many press releases here. The extra, the Iron Curl Extra Large is $69.95, and the tongs, looking at my printer, I think it's $89.95, and they're available from Paul Mitchell. If you want a big blow dry hair, £15 it costs. If you go down to Raymond Baton for the weekend, they made my hair massive. It looks so glamorous. Very sort of towy-fied. Anyway, going on, actually talking about Towie, the other thing that I went to recently was the Bare Minerals tour. It was called the Go Bare Tour, and they targeted Bluewater, Lakeside and all these shopping malls. And it was basically to educate people about how to choose the right foundation.
Yep.
Again, this is another feature that I'll be doing for the paper, but when I walk around Lakeside, I mean, it is quite shocking. And even some of, I shouldn't really say this, but even some of the sales assistants on the beauty counters, their makeup is so thick. Mm. And in natural daylight, it just looks awful.
It's a shame because the thing is, when you get older, you need to wear less makeup. Otherwise, it is very aging. But when you're young, that's the time when you can just put a bit of lipstick and a bit of blush. I know it's the fashion, but you can get away with not wearing your makeup because you've got beautiful skin. And anybody who's at 17, don't matter whether you're the ugliest pig, spotted pig dog, whatever you call them, you will always look beautiful because you're young and you've got that glow. That's what youth is about. And you're covering it up with horrible foundation and false lashes. Stop it.
No, it just doesn't look right, does it? But even, like, as I say, these sales assistants. But it's when you get the wrong colour match, when you get this great big line. Now, interestingly, I actually put on Twitter the other day because when you go and see a sales assistant for a foundation match, often they'll look at whether you've got a cool undertone or a warm undertone to determine what type of skin, what foundation you should use. And I just think, don't do that, because people get so confused by looking at all these different foundations. Oh, is it cool? Is it going to suit my skin tone? I always say the best thing to do is look where you're going to put the foundation most on. Is it going to be your face, your neck, wherever it's got to match up? Look at the most exposed area where you're going to put it on. It's normally your face. So then that's why you get your three colours. You just look at the bottles, choose three colours that you think is going to match your skin tone. Do three stripes across your face with each one.
On the side of your face.
On the side of your face.
go out into the natural daylight, and the one that disappears is the one that you choose.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to see any line. You shouldn't be able to see any hint of foundation.
Or just go and buy bare minerals, because I swear by that.
Bare minerals
easy
are fantastic.
To use, and it's
really, really good. I mean,
best foundation ever.
They said to me, they've sent me this primer in, because the other thing as well that's really...
I've used that on a regular basis. It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, they said to me that with the primer, because basically they were explaining it to me, that the primer before the mineral powder... With bare minerals, basically, you get a powder, which is the foundation, and it's all minerals. It's got in it, off the top of my head, zinc and titanium dioxide, so it's got your SPFs in it.
Great for your skin, 15.
You can sleep in it, because and it treats the skin. It's so good. It's good for
people.
You can
romp around in it.
What?
Romp around in it.
Romp around. My children listen, they don't know what the word romp means.
Well, it means running.
Oh, does it?
What's wrong with you now?
Oh, my God, that's what else.
Your brain.
No.
My children are listening. They're in the car, they can't hear.
Or chomp.
They're still screaming to get out of the car.
Chomp's a chocolate bar, isn't it?
Yeah, let's not go there. Get on with
chocolate
the story.
Chocolate stars. I love chocolate stars. Anyway. Right, so... I had to get chocolate stars in. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so this brightening foundation, this brightening pore minimizer, what it does, if you put it onto your skin, when you use the powder, this basically, what it does is it stops, with the mineral powder, it sinks into your pores. Mm. And they were trying to explain to me that it's got like a little, each pore has got like a, if you imagine it's going, it's sinking into the cell, and this kind of like sort of stops it from blocking the pores up.
Yeah.
So it sits sort of on the surface, but it's very good. Very, very good.
How much is the primer? Because I bought it in a set from QVC, so I obviously got it a lot cheaper. But,
well, I think off the top of my head, it's £21.
And I know people go on about primers, but they are, if you wear a primer, you don't need as much foundation, and your foundation lasts all day. Honestly, all
look
day.
Look at the difference in my skin.
Yeah.
It's brightening. It gives radiance.
Yeah.
I don't use foundation. I would just use this on my skin just to sit on top. It leaves it silky smooth. So smooth. Try some... Well, you've got it.
I've got it. I want to see you use the next... We're going to be talking about Periclone, actually, in a while. I've just got to do some ads. Right. And that is the No Foundation Foundation, which is an iconic product.
Yeah.
And because you've got no makeup on, I want you to put it on your face.
Okay.
And I want to see... the transformation. So we're going to come back in a couple of minutes. Sorry.
Transformation.
I'm going to do a bit of quick travel and some ads, and we'll be back with Molly after this.
FM.com and click on Events Guide.
Thank you for that, lovely. Straight down the microphone. That was it was you. You are on air. Yeah,
oh, okay.
You are on air. You're always on air.
I didn't know
Lucky
that.
It came out of that end and not somewhere else.
Oh, I don't
Hi,
do
kids.
That. I never do that. My kids would tell you. I'm not like that.
They would do if they weren't in the car crying.
Mummy,
let me out of the car. Scratch marks all inside the door. Did you leave them any food in the car when you came in?
Of course.
Yeah, I have to say, Molly's children are not in some random car. They are actually being looked after.
Yeah, by lovely Sally. She's lovely.
Is the cat is in the car with them, called Sally.
Right, anyway. Can I just say, Rihanna is launching a new fragrance. I don't know why I'm so excited and clapping my hands. But Rihanna's new fragrance has just been launched in Selfridges, and it's called Rogue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great for teenagers. It's sweet. It's too sweet for me. Although...
Yeah. It's settled down on my skin.
It's settled down. Actually, it's settled down on my skin as well. But if you are... if you're a mum and you've got a teenage daughter, or my daughter... who obviously I'm going to go and buy this. I wouldn't dream of giving her this for Christmas stocking. Father Christmas is going to get it. But it's a lovely fragrance, actually, for younger children. I think it's a bit too sweet for older, if I'm honest.
Yep.
But it depends what you like. Some people like sweet. So it's got in it notes of lemon blossom, and it's the... I can never say this. Is it cyclamen?
Oh, I don't know.
With bergamot and spiced pink peppercorn. It's also got jasmine and rose. It's quite a flirty. It's a sensual one, but it's quite florally as well. The base notes, which are normal with a lot of perfumes with base notes, are vanilla and sandalwood. Mm. So it's quite a musky, sensual, you know. But it's really nice. It's a new one. It doesn't actually launch until major retailers until the 24th of January next year. But you can get it exclusively at Selfridges. So if you want your daughter to be one of the first to have like one of the brand new fragrances, then you know, go on to Selfridges and get it. Then don't, you know, it is nice. I mean, it is what it is. It's a pop star, you know, perfume.
Yeah,
really. So, but that's Rogue, and then. Going on to Nicholas Perricum MD. So this is a No Foundation Fair. This has got an SPF 30. It's basically a foundation, but it's a skin treatment as well. So you've got all your antioxidants in it. It's really good for redness. It's good. It's got in it your sunscreen in it. I have just put some on. Can you notice?
Yeah.
You can.
You can. It's
the,
they do
it's
two
the wrong
shades.
Shade
they do.
For
they,
me,
they just
I think.
No foundation. Foundation by Perricone. They do two shades now. They only used to do one, which was slightly too dark if you were quite pale. So that one, I think, is the light. I think you've got the lighter one on. But what it basically does is a skincare treatment. Dr. Perricone is world famous.
Very good, very
and
good.
I think that retails at about, is it about £45
it's
or 40, something?
It's £47. This one. But what it does is it corrects your skin undertones. It's also got light diffusing particles. Yeah. In it, so it gives you it basically is a foundation, which a lot of them are like this now, but it's a foundation that lets your skin naturally shine through. It's not going to mask it up. It's a very natural foundation, and this is what really we should all be kind of like aiming for.
It's got a lovely glow. You put it on your face, although it's a little bit light for you, you've got a nice glow, and it doesn't feel heavyweight, does it? It doesn't feel like you're wearing anything.
Right, okay, yeah. I mean, it's got in it, it's a multi-purpose one. It's got anti-aging ingredients in it as well, so it's quite hydrating.
Yep.
It's also good because it protects your skin from environmental damage, so pollution, car fumes, that sort of thing. So that's a really good all-rounder. It's very good for mature skin as well. I mean, it's good for anti-aging. Teens, no, you're looking at sort of like 25 years upwards, especially for the price as well. It is expensive at £47. Now, the other one that I did really like this. This is from Benefit. It's Hello Flawless Oxygen Wow. It's a brightening makeup. I went into the Benefit counter and actually tried this on and liked it and asked the PR, you know, if they would kindly send me some to feature. But you can't tell that you've got this on at all. I couldn't tell. This is the one that was closest. This is Honey, which was quite good for my skin match. It's like a medium. Have a look at that. Again, very similar. This has got in it vitamin C and E, so it helps prevent the signs of aging. It's hydrating. The oxygen complex is called Oxygen Well Complex, hydrating complex. Basically, what it does, ignoring all the jargon, it just plumps up your skin.
Yeah.
So it makes you, you know, it does. It's very anti-aging. Makes you look sort of slightly younger. It's more luminous. It's very healthy. This is what I'm saying, that there's all these foundations on the market. They all are perfect for having a natural look. They're doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
But people are just choosing the wrong colours.
Yeah.
And it's so really, please, you know, if you're going to choose your foundation. The other thing as well is I've got some great primers here. Now, these are from Clinique. Now, Clinique, I think off the top of my head, there's about seven of these primers. Oh, by the way, sorry, the Oxygen Wow was, I think it's about 25, 50. Sorry, am I talking away from the microphone?
You sound like you died and gone somewhere just to heaven, maybe.
I'm here, kids.
They'll understand.
Right, anyway, I know they will. So these super primers from Clinique. These are brilliant. You've got all different ones. You've got, I mean, they've just sent me a couple here, but you've got this one here, Colour Corrects Dullness. This one here is a universal face primer. They're lightweight, they're oil-free, they're brilliant for anyone with any kind of skin problem, really. There's one to suit everybody. And basically what you do is you put them on before your makeup. It just helps your makeup last all day. But they correct any, again, pigmentation, red marks, giving you sort of like a radiant glow. They're very, very good. It literally is like putting a little bit of fine filler into your face to give you a smooth, flawless base before you apply your foundation.
Yeah.
So they're really, really good. This is, again, this is a pore refining solution. This is an instant perfecting makeup, a neutral one. This is a lightweight one, which basically you just put over your skin. 8 minutes. I've got 8 minutes left. So again, this is a really good one. And all the Clinique ones, their super primers are £20. As I say, they're really good for if you've got like a. They just create that blank canvas for you then to start putting your makeup on.
Yep.
I think they're a must for the evening as well because it keeps your makeup in place for longer. Finally, with the foundation side, I've got this Q10 face powder. This is by DHC, which is a Japanese brand. They're really big. They're one of the number one products. This has got in it Q10. It's an antioxidant, so it protects the skin, and that's really good for blending and highlighting and stopping shine. But most importantly, it doesn't leave your skin looking cakey.
Yeah.
So you know when people put all their bits on and, you know, put all their powder on and it can really cakey and it sinks into the lines. Well, this one is so fine and again, yeah, you can.
Oh, I don't want to touch it because I'm.
No, you can touch it.
I like put my fingers in all the products, sorry, to eat them.
Oh, right.
Also, the other one that I've got here, which is probably one of my... This is my favourite bronzer for shading, for anything. Now, I've tried Guerlain Terracotta Bronzer. I've got MAC bronzers, Chanel... Natural Dazzle by Barry M. I have been using for over 20 years. My mum was the first one to stock Natural Dazzle. She was the first one to stock Barry M in Essex. I think there was only one place in London that used to do it. And the rep used to come round to our house, because my mum had a shop when I was about 14, 15. And my mum stocked the Natural Dazzle, which back then was in a pot. It, by far, out of anyone that I've ever tested... I always go back to this. Mm. It really is my favourite one. And it's only about $5.99. I think it's $5.99 off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But I love it because it's not sparkly. It's and but again, I have tried matte ones from MAC and so on. It just seems that this colour is so natural. It is as it is.
Can you put a bit on now, or are you not going to?
I haven't got a brush. No. How silly is that? I haven't got a brush on me. But, I mean, you can...
I don't want to touch it. Not because you touched it. Sorry, it sounded a bit rude. Don't touch it.
Finally, I've got some fantastic eyeshadows. And you can put your fingers in these. These eyeshadows are lovely. So these ones here, they're eye cream. This is by Makeup Italia Paris. So you can also see I've already dipped my fingers in these. Now, when you look at them, they just look a bit blurred, don't they? They look a bit bland. But... actually, they're really high shine.
They're very earthy. They're very earthy.
Earthy colours, but look at that. You see, look at oh. This one. So, Makeup Italia Paris. You can get off their website. But basically, what you can do is you can lay them over each other, or you can put them on all over your lid and then put another colour on top, or you can just wear them on your own. You can. There's so many different ways that you can wear them. You can just, but
can you use them as eyeliner as well?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I mean, I would just because they're a cream, they really need to be sort of blended in. I suppose I would personally blend them in, but they're perfect for this Christmas to give that real earthy, smoky look.
Yeah.
As I say, you can. They last. You're never going to get that off you because they last. Yeah. All day.
That's what I've just realised. Did you hear me desperately trying to rub the eyeshadow off my hand?
And the other ones that I've got as well, which actually going back to Bare Minerals, the Bare Minerals have got some as well. These are metallic-y ones. Again, these are a rich metallic colour. Bare Minerals, which like I think, but I need to check this with Makeup Atelier, but Bare Minerals are dermatologically tested and so on. And so they're very, very good for sensitive eyes, for contact lens wearers. They're waterproof. Try to dab a bit of that one on you. And these, again, are very similar, but they give a this gives such a gorgeous shine. As soon as I got these, I put them straight out onto my blog because they're so... Look at that. Isn't that gorgeous?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, that is a lovely colour.
I know. Isn't it lovely? It's absolutely...
It's lovely. That's like a violet.
It is, yeah. It's called... that one is called Chroma Violet.
Ooh.
And it literally is like putting chrome onto your lids. It's that really, really thick metallic, which is so in for Christmas. I mean, yeah. Put some. So smoky eyes are really in for Christmas, again, as they always are, but metallics are huge for glamour and Christmas makeup. And the Bare Mineral ones, now these retail at £16, but they last for ages, and they've got like a light reflective colour in them as well. Again, you can wear them on their own, or you can wear them layered over other colours. Really nice. Looks stunning on. Really, really nice.
Just on the one eye?
No, put them on both eyes.
Yeah, just in case. That is actually very nice. And
you can build the colour up. Yeah. You can build it up. So you can do a light wash over your eyelid like you're doing now, or you can build it up and, build it up into the socket of your eye or the outer corner. Or it's really nice.
I'm
isn't
guessing
it?
They're about £16.
Yeah,
that's
just
they?
Said. Yeah, £16. Yeah, £16.
Oh, you said that,
didn't you? I did just say that. So you can't see.
Never mind.
Yeah. So, but all these eyeshadows, they're lovely because you can just play around with them. And do you know what? I always use an eye base or a primer. Again, you can use the primers that I've mentioned. But I normally do just apply them with my fingers.
Yeah.
I don't apply them with a brush. You have to be careful because sometimes the heat of your fingers can, they melt. The heat will melt them. But I think applying with your fingers a lot of these products because it shouldn't look too structured. It should just be a bit Do you know what I mean?
Well, you've got to be a real artist. To be there's two girls called Pixie Woo. If you ever get a chance, check them out on YouTube, because the makeup they do, but they are basically like artists, because the makeup they do is incredible.
Yes.
And blending in. But one tip I will give you for eyeshadow, actually, if you put too much eyeshadow on, get a wet wipe. You hold it up to the side of your eye and then you sweep it up. You just hold it so it's taut and then you sweep it up, because all your eye makeup should always point up, otherwise it will drag your eyes down.
Oh, okay,
and it basically gives that clean, it'll give a clean line, and it's cheap to do, and then you just put a little bit of concealer where you've taken it off. That's all.
Oh, the other thing as well, that because I've got a few more minutes. So for one of my features, I had Sarah Drummond, who's a makeup artist. I asked her to come and do a bit of shading and toning on my face. And in fact, so one of my features for the paper is like half my face is made up and the other half isn't. Yeah. Not with the eyes, just completely with foundation and shading. And we went through the old tricks of contouring and highlighting. Mm. So what to do if you want to get rid of a double chin, you shade underneath.
Wear a polo neck.
So basically...
Sorry.
Wear a polo neck. So... You do that,
yeah. Put a big scarf around my neck. Sorry, yeah. I've seen they're great. All the shades.
Yeah, I mean they look so different. I mean, generally as a rule, you do the great big number three, don't you? Sort of like on the side of your face.
Yeah,
so it's going the other way, isn't it? Yeah, so you do a number three. So you start at the top of your temple, come around underneath your cheekbone, and around underneath your jawline with a shader. But with the highlighter, you're looking at the higher planes of your face. So if you want to narrow a nose, your nose is too wide, you always highlight down the middle of your nose.
Yeah,
and then shade down the side of your